A reading from Luke 18, 1-5. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come back and attack me.'"
One impression I'm going to say something about is it's remarkable how Jesus, in his teaching, draws from everyday life. And that is one of the things that the attackers of the Gospels tend to gloss over. That the fact that the Gospels are so grounded in everyday experience, to me, testifies to their authenticity, in part. The detail here in this story, and so many of the other stories, and the larger narrative of Jesus going from here to there to Jerusalem, is very specific. And this story, again, like the woman searching for the coin, you can reduce it to the in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says, "Knock, and the door will be opened to you." There's a call to engagement here that, and a call to action through prayer.
Right. The phrase that I often use is the natural world is always mimicking the spiritual. We tend to think the other way around. Spiritual is mimicking the natural, but really the natural world becomes a picture of the spiritual. And in this case, Luke gives us the clue right in the beginning. A lot of times we get the parable and the story, and then we've got to figure it out. And he says, this is to show you that you should always pray and not give up. And probably the reason Luke does this is if people started taking the elements of this story and extracted them out completely, we would end up with a really confused theology. Because God's not angry and withholding and being distant when it comes to justice. But he sets up this long gap between what the woman wants and what the judge is willing to give, so that persistence comes to the forefront. This woman's going to push through. And this is an element of prayer that's really important for us, is that waiting, that tarrying, as the old mystics used to say, for the things that we want to see coming from the kingdom of God. And it's not so much about convincing God. That's not what the point is, but it's about us getting prepared. It's about our change and our transformation as we're waiting for God's blessing to come flowing in.
And behind that is an assumption about what the reality of living as a man of God or a follower of Christ is, and it is living in a resistant world. So the weapon here that Paul talks about in Ephesians, the weapon here is prayer. Paul says, "Pray for me continuously. For whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." Prayer is one of the wonderful weapons God gives us to combat that resistance that the world is always going to put up against us.
And the kind of prayer that brings that type of victory is enduring, persevering, what some refer to as closet prayer, hanging on to something until we see the blessing coming forth.